KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
Hi, I am Mathieu Schreier from KCRW, and I have the great honor of talking to the one and only Pee-wee Herman today.
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
Pee-wee stars in Pee-wee's Big Holiday, his first movie in 28 years, and we are happy to have him here today to talk about five songs that have inspired him as part of KCRW's Guest DJ project. Pee-wee.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. You speak French?
Petite. Just doing it to show off, because you're Frenchie, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I listen to KCRW all the time. It's all I ever listen to.
That's amazing, Pee-wee.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get into your first song. What's your first song that you brought with you today?
The first song I brought with me is a song by Morris Day and the Time called Cool.
Cool?
Yeah, I think it kind of defines me.
I think so. And what is it that you like about this song, besides the fact that it defines you?
Well, there's nothing that I don't like about the song. I love the song. I'm not going to marry it, but I totally love it. I almost recorded this as a single back in the 80s. You know, I loved Morris Day. I love Prince. I'm a huge Prince fan. I love the lyrics of this song. It pretty much describes my lifestyle. I have a penthouse in Manhattan, two more in Malibu, etc. Maseratis, you know. If you listen to the lyrics, it pretty much defines me and the whole thing about being cool. Plus, it's 10 minutes long, so who doesn't love a nice 10-minute long song?
It's just one simple rule. I'm just cool.
That was Cool by Morris Day and the Time, part of Pee-wee Herman's Guest DJ project. What else you got for us, Pee-wee?
Well, my next song slows things down a little bit. It's Peggy Lee's version of Fever.
Oh, why her version?
Why not? It's Peggy Lee, duh. I mean, it's been recorded thousands of times, and I pretty much like every single version I've ever heard of it. But, you know, Peggy Lee, I think, is, for me, the definitive version of it. I mean, it doesn't get any cooler than Peggy Lee or Fever, in my opinion. Although Fever, I guess, isn't cool. It's hot.
That's a pretty sexy song, Pee-wee.
Yeah, I used to dance to this song back in the day in my act. You know, I used tequila for my big shoe dancing, but I used to have a pair of my mom's old high heels, and I would, like, do a different dance with her high heels to Fever. I did it on Pee-wee's Playhouse once, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I just love this song. I mean, the floor tom on it is just incredible. And everything about it, what's not to like? It's a classic, and I think if you listen to, like, 4 seconds of it, you can see why.
Romeo loved Juliet. Juliet, she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Thou givest fever. When we kiss it, fever with thy flaming youth. Fever, I'm a fire.
That was Fever by Peggy Lee. That's a great version. Thank you so much, Pee-wee. What else you got for us?
Well, one of my all-time favorite artists and one of my favorite songs of this artist, James Brown, Hot Pants.
Oh, my
Never
God.
Really understood the difference between Hot Pants, Hot Pants Part 1. They seem like the same song.
I think they are the same song. But let me ask you this. Does Pee-wee own any pair of hot pants?
Oh, well, it's a little bit personal, Matthew. But, yeah, I have shorts and hot pants both.
Good.
And swim trunks.
All right, so you dance to Morris Day, you dance to Peg Lee. Have you learned any dance move from James Brown? He's the best of them all.
Oh, are you kidding me? at home, when I have my cape on, I always do the James Brown dropping the cape, that kind of thing. But yeah, it doesn't get any more incredible than James Brown. And it doesn't get any crazier than Hot Pants, in my opinion. I just love this song. And in fact, it always makes me think of a photograph that I've never seen anywhere except the copy that I own of Liberace at 20 years old, wearing a pair of jewel-encrusted hot pants and a cape. It was given to me many years ago by a woman who used to work for Liberace, a person that a celebrity I never met but regret not meeting.
Let's get into it. Hot Pants. All night long. The guy on there with the hot pants on. She do the funky Broadway all night long. The guy on there with the hot pants on. Filthy Mac Dixon. All night long. That was Hot Pants by James Brown, and the part one was included in the whole song thing. It's great. What's your next song?
My next song is Superfly. I was trying to figure out, you know, how to include a soundtrack song in here, and, you know, who doesn't love Curtis Mayfield and Superfly? So I love everything about this song, how cool it is. I think it describes me again. Most of these songs do describe me, and I think that one certainly has something to say about me. Superfly, duh. A word that's been used to describe me many times, or the shortened version, just fly.
I'll go with both, Superfly and Fly, but I'm really surprised you're all up into that funky music and R&B. What makes you like this music so much?
Well, you are too, Matthew, right?
Yes, I am, for sure.
Know that about you. I don't know, it's just you like what you like, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's true. It comes from the bottom of your heart, Pee-wee.
Yeah, and your soul, man.
I would say so, too. I love Superfly by Curtis Mayfield. That's a great album. Why did you pick this song more than the other one on the soundtrack?
Well, I mean, there's a couple of things in this song that just I've never heard anywhere. And I think just the... I'm not a musician, so I don't really know what it's called, but the riff or the... You know, the groove on it, just from the very beginning, that thing that just starts and repeats over and over through the whole song. I love that. I just, again, this is another song. In fact, all the songs on my list, you hear like four notes of it and you know what it is and you go crazy.
You like to go crazy to music, don't you?
Absolutely. Isn't that the point?
It is the point. But some people like more intellectual music. You like the kind of get on your feet and dance.
Dude, I feel this music.
Superfly by Curtis Mayfield, part of Pee Wee Herman's guest DJ projects. So one final song, Pee Wee.
I couldn't not include this song for obvious reasons. It's named after me, Pee Wee. I think it's not even a very well-known song. I had never heard it till about a year ago. And, you know, it's by Ike Turner, so it's unbelievable. I'm a huge Ike and Tina Turner fan, but how could I not use this song? It's Pee-wee, and plus the lyrics are so insane.
Did you come before the song, or did the song come before you?
Well, to be honest, the song came before me.
I actually didn't know the song till I saw it on your list.
I turned you on to this song?
Yes, you really did, Pee-wee.
Wow, that's cool, right?
Yeah, that's super cool.
Superfly.
Superfly. We should have a Pee-wee Herman KCRW show.
Oh my gosh, we really should. Yeah, and if you're listening right now to the show, maybe start a petition or something. You know, if I had 2 or 3 million requests, I'd probably get my own show, right?
Exactly. Yeah, let's start a petition. Let's get Pee-wee on KCRW. Yeah.
Right on, man.
Let's get into that song. I think everybody's eager to hear what Ike Turner and Tina Turner have to say about Pee-wee.
Pee-wee is my boyfriend's name. Pee-wee,
That was a great song by Ike Turner. He's
got a great big head made out of lead. That's a weird lyric, right?
Yeah, that's so strange. Thanks so much for being our guest today, Pee-wee.
My pleasure.
We love you here. KCRW loves you.
I love KCRW. I'm not just kidding. I listen to it all the time. I could ask anybody who knows me. That's all I listen to. Exclusively KCRW. No matter where I am, I have your app on my phone.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Pee-wee.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to kcrw.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.
And don't forget to sign the petition for me to get my own show.
That's right.
My boyfriend.